T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right, Phil, listen, I love you. You're the best. I've been texting you. You're the best, and you know that.
Here it comes.
Well, let me ask you a question. All right, listen, when the baseball All-Star game was at Marlins Park. Did I ask you to go out and cover that?
I was at home watching.
Oh, yeah, okay, Phil. Hey, Phil, when the Heat won 3 NBA championships, did I ask you to go out and cover those games?
No, you did not.
Phil, when the tennis is on Key Biscayne, when the golf used to be at Doral, did I ask you to go out and cover those events?
I owe you. I owe you big time.
Phil Ferrell, what the hell is the sports guy doing out in this hurricane?
We love you.
Are you insane?
You do such a great job. We love you out there.
Oh, my God. Get your weather people out here, man. It's ridiculous. Tell all my coworkers and people, really, at all the other stations, everything, they're doing a good job. This is crazy. Stay safe. I know that it's just calmed down just a little bit now, and it's going to get a lot worse. We saw some of the worst. It ain't fun out here. I promise you it ain't fun, but we will be here when you need us, Phil Ferrell. We will be here when you need us.
A round of applause for you back here. You do a great job. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll see you in a little while.
Oh, I want to keep that round of applause going.
That just stole the show.
I want to keep that round of applause going.
That stole Hurricane Irma right there. And joining us,
King Shappy.
Steve Shapiro, yep. You are unbelievable, brother. Thank you.
It just made me laugh. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. That's pretty funny.
Shappy, you're the real MVP, Shappy. You are the real MVP.
You know, it's kind of sad. I've been doing sports in this town for over 27 years, and that weather thing is what people remember me by.
Shappy,
that's messed up right here.
Shappy, but you know what you did? Like, we've had a couple of days. We've been laughing because we've had people come up go, oh, Shapiro was unbelievable. And you know what, Shappy? You did it like you made your point, but you did it where it was fun. So, like, news director can't get mad at you, I'm guessing.
Oh, no.
They were like, that was outstanding.
I haven't been back into the studio yet. She's going to be mad.
Why? That was outstanding.
No, it's true.
You spoke on behalf of all of us in sports. No.
You know, when I started that rant, at the beginning I was angry, but at the end I was laughing myself.
Well, the wind's blowing, you got rain in your face, and I could just see you going, really? You needed me of all the people to work at WSVN? I'm doing sports and now I got to come out. By the way, did Donovan and Dee Pasquale have to go out and do live shots too?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen those guys in over a week. I know they've been working on the news side. I'm not exactly sure what they've been covering. But, you know, everybody, the other stations too, Barry and Manso, they're out there. And, you know, it's what we do. You remember whenever they go, you know, 24/7 on a storm, it's all hands on deck. Everybody goes out. Everybody pitches in. And we should. And it's the right thing to do. But, you know, it's crazy when you're watching. And every station probably has 3, 4, 5 meteorologists. And they're all in there in their three-piece, you know, suits. And the girls are wearing high heels. And, you know, you got wind and sand blowing up your ass. And you think, I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, Shep. I got to tell you, Shep, I've had more people, including my neighbors, come up to me and go, did you see Shapiro? And I go, yeah, we've all been talking. Shappy, you have any idea that impact after you did it? What was your thought right after you got off that live shot? What were you thinking? Like, oh, crap, or, oh, that was okay. No, what'd you think?
actually, my phone started blowing up, so people started texting. That's the funniest thing I ever saw. Thank you for the levity. You know, thanks for, breaking up the gloom and doom. And then I have my phone in my hand, and then I saw that my Twitter was blowing up, and I hardly ever tweet. And the Twitter was blowing up, and I got 300 new followers in an hour.
Shab, I just think the fact that I know you so damn well, that when you're out there, I saw the seriousness, and then I saw some of that good stuff in there that lightened it up a little bit during obviously a crappy time for everybody. But I thought you did enough where I'm guessing the news director got to be happy. Like, hey, Shappy turned that into a little different. It's better than somebody going, it's wind, it's rain, it's terrible. Like, yeah, no crap, it's bad. I like the way you did that, Shappy. That was outstanding, brother.
Well, thanks. You know, look, in the end, we're all looking for eyeballs, you know. So if you can attract people to the television station, I would assume, so long as you don't offend anybody, that you know, they got to be happy if people are watching. And I think from the reaction that, you know, we kind of
– right.
We're pretty confident that, you know, that people were watching. They stayed with Channel 7. And that was just – it was just part of our coverage. Look, if it was going to be a lot of destruction and there was going to be death involved and people's lives were at stake, and I guess to some extent that they were, but at that point we kind of knew we weren't going to get the brunt of it. I'm smart enough and adept enough and been in this business long enough. I know, you know, when to reel it back. I would never have done that, I don't think, if I thought that people were really going to get hurt. And look, I know what happened down in the Keys, and I don't have a blind eye to that. And I, you know, I pray for those people down there, and it's really significantly bad. And as we spend more time down there, we're going to find more destruction and we're going to find more loss of life. And I get that. But at the point where, you know, I went off on Phil, you know, I kind of.
But he was a great sport. Hey, by the way, I got a lot of respect for Phil, the way he handled it.
Oh, yeah.
He handled it the right way.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we had had these discussions, in, you know, during hurricanes past, you know. So he kind of knew the way I felt about it. And by the way, the guy's a beast. Phil's a monster. He was working 20 hours a day, getting 3 hours sleep, always getting in on time, staying on TV, keeping it going. He was accurate. All his stuff was good. You know, he never lost pace. He was strong. And I have a lot of respect for Phil.
Shappy, wait, I got to cut you off here. Shappy, do you know that Joe, when I asked Joe, when I showed Joe the video of you, and I wanted to make sure that he saw it a couple days ago before he left for L.A., and I said, I used to see Bo Camper hanging from a tree. I see Shappy out in the middle of a hurricane. Jim Barry out. I go, Joe, how come there's no video of you? And he goes, they used to make me answer phone calls. Like, Joe used to be inside answering phone calls, Shappy.
They didn't even make me go out. They thought I was too sports guy, too much.
Look, I understand that. Look, this is not what we signed up for. When you get into this business, but I will tell you this, I'm always surprised at this, when news directors look at the sports guys and they say, hey, you are pretty good at that, you know? But this is what we do. We look at action and we describe the action. We describe what's in front of us. That's what we do for a living. If anybody is going to be good at just looking at what's in front of you and observing, you know, climatic things and people and stuff blowing around, it's going to be the sports guys.
Right.
They're going to be able to describe it better than anybody and feel it better than anybody. And there's a lot of emotion involved in it, too. I have a lot of respect for the sports guys that go out there and do this.
And have a little fun with it, which was pretty cool, too. Hey, Shappy, real quickly, Dolphins are going to be at about 24 days off before they play this game.
I know.
Sunday, what do you expect? What do you think they'll look like? What's your gut tell you?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I don't have a good feeling about, not necessarily about this game. I don't think the Chargers are so great. But just about the season. It doesn't have a... It's got a black cloud feeling to me. All those guys that got hurt in training camp, and then, you know, they have to come in with a new quarterback. And Cutler's played, 35 plays maybe? The whole
The
whole camp, yes, so that's like a half a game. And they're not going to have a bye week. It just doesn't have the season doesn't have a good feeling to me. It just doesn't feel good. And when, you know, going into coming off the offseason, the season last year when they made the playoffs and won 10 games, you're thinking, okay, they're on the move. They're trending the right way. They're on an upward trajectory. They're going to be okay. this season doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like an 8-8 season.
You just did an Armando Salguero article is what you did. You just did a Barry Jackson Armando Salguero article. You did.
I haven't seen a newspaper. I haven't seen ESPN. I haven't seen a professional football game. I saw a little bit of a college game over the weekend. After I went off on Phil, and I honestly don't really even know what the hell I did. I didn't know if you were on the traveling team that went out with them early. I don't know. I'm kind of out of the loop, man.
Did you get power back yet?
I never lost it.
I never lost
power, and I have DirecTV, and I never lost DirecTV. And normally, when it gets cloudy, I lose DirecTV.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you did have some good news, Shappy. That's good, man. Shappy, you nervous? Yeah. Shappy, you a little nervous about meeting with the news director or not? What's your thought there?
Yeah. And I've met with them before. We have a female vice president of news and a guy.
She's been there forever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All have been there forever. And I've been called in before. We have a joke. You know, the vice president of news, her extension is 2505. Whenever you do something that you know you're going to get called in, somebody will say to you, oh, you're going to get 2505. So I expect when we go back to normal news and normal programming, I'm going to hear from 2505.
Well, Shappy, tell 2505. We have two texts that just came in on the plumbers911.com text line, two of them. I was working at a shelter watching Steve Shapiro, and he made it less stressful. Thank you, Shappy. And the other one, he kept me and my family sane through the storm. He said everything we were thinking, what the hell is Shapiro doing out there? God bless him.
And I will try to tell you, all the people who tweeted and everything and emailed and I'm trying to get back to everybody, even if it's only three words. Thanks for watching. You know, I will eventually try to get back to everybody. Hey, while I was sitting waiting for this phone call, tell me this, because I don't understand this. You know, like if you're watching late night television, they put the most impressive or most important guest on first. I just want to know because I'm in the 9 o'clock hour. What happened?
Oh no! I'll be honest. I thought you worked last night late. I was just doing you a favor.
I did work last night.
I wouldn't have your ass would wake you up at 6 or 7 in the morning. I told those guys, I said, we got to have Shappy on, but I work late. I figured you didn't get home from your place to Fort Lauderdale. I actually was doing the time in my head, and I said, he probably won't be home until 12:31. I know you need a little bit of sleep, so I did nine, Shappy. I would have had you on earlier.
Yeah, no. And I know that Prince, he was watching last night and saw me out of Pembroke Pines with the people that have no power.
Shappy, I watch the news now just because of you. That's all I watch now. And I only hope you're on during weather segments.
Can you do me a favor? Just dial 2505 and say the same thing.
They're
just
better.
Say that same thing.
Shappy, if something bad comes out of this, I'm going to get a little ugly in the morning.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get a little ugly, Shappy. We don't want that. So anyway, Shappy.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we got to let you run, but thank you, brother. Good stuff.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on it. For all Shappy, the people who listen, I hope that after Irma, everything gets back to normal and get back to your lives. And for whatever it was worth, I know that we're doing the right thing on television.
Thanks,
Absolutely.
Steve.
Absolutely.
Take care of yourself, buddy. That was good
stuff.
All
right, man. Thank you. I'll see you both soon.
Steve Shapiro.
The MVP. That's what I'm going to call him now, MVP.
We got time to play that one more time.
Yeah. We got Hollywood to pull that up in a second. Good. We're getting texts and tweets in, by the way. Laz and Cutler Rich just tweeted to us, if SVN takes any action against Shapiro, I'll never watch the telecast again. Shappy's got a following. He's got a following.
But I love the fact he goes, I haven't met with her. She's not going to be happy. Well, like, Shappy's just brutally honest about everything, right?
2505.
Is that what he said? 2505. That's right.
Extension.
All right, Phil, listen, I love you. You're the best. I've been texting you. You're the best, and you know that.
Here it comes.
Well, let me ask you a question. All right, listen. When the baseball All-Star game was at Marlins Park, did I ask you to go out and cover that?
I was at home watching.
Okay, Phil. Hey, Phil, when the Heat won 3 NBA championships, did I ask you to go out and cover those games?
No, you did not.
Phil, when the tennis is on Key Biscayne, when the golf used to be at Doral, did I ask you to go out and cover those events?
I owe you. I owe you big time.
Phil! Phil Ferrell, what the hell is the sports guy doing out in this hurricane?
We love
you. Are you insane?
You do such a great job. We love you out there.
Oh, my God. Get your weather people out here, man. It's ridiculous. Tell all my my coworkers and people, really, at all the other stations, everything, they're doing a good job. This is crazy. Stay safe. I know that it's just calmed down just a little bit now, and it's going to get a lot worse. We saw some of the worst. It ain't fun out here. I promise you it ain't fun, but we will be here when you need us, Phil Ferrell. We will be here when you need us.
A round of applause for you back here. You do a great job. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll see you in a little while.
That is a great way to go to
the
a
MVP.
Break right there.
MVP right there.
I did wonder that the news director's going to say, hey, we had you out there live to do, you know, to report what was going on and not say sports guys shouldn't be out here.
No, it was good stuff. It was good. Listen,
I think she likes the fact that people are talking about
well,
it.
Well, that's
right?
It. What publicity's publicity, Joe, good or bad. And for him, it was actually good. It was funny. It was good stuff. Now, listen, obviously it was a serious matter with went on with Hurricane Irma. And one of the greatest challenges with a disaster like Irma is that the recovery goes on long after the storm is gone. WQAM and CBS4 encourage you to help Neighbors for Neighbors, a local nonprofit who'll be there every step of the way. Please help us get the immediate and long-term assistance needed by our neighbors. Donate today at neighborsforneighbors.org or call 305-597-4404.
That sounds good, bro.
Yes.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, for those of you that have power, get an early Thursday night football fix. This one ought to do it for you. Cincinnati, who looked awful, and the Texans, who looked almost as bad. I had to think about that for a sec. They were both bad. will play tonight. But if you got power, you may want a little fix tonight, right?
I hope by the time I get home today, I have power in the house, but I don't have TV. I don't have cable or internet or anything in the house. I'm hoping at one point it just pops on today, right around 8 o'clock, 8:25, so I can watch some football. I can't wait to watch football and sit on my couch. I can't believe how much I miss that. I take advantage of it during the football season by sitting on my ass and watching football. Now I would do anything to do it tonight.
Hey, Zach, were most restaurants, there were a bunch of them closed before I left. A lot of them opened up.
Yeah, they started to reopen. You got to also remember, a lot of those restaurants, like there's a couple pizza places by my house in Davie that literally ran out of food right before the storm hit, and they had to wait for the deliveries of more food for them to, you know, to cook. A lot of those places couldn't reopen, but I would say by tonight, most places, if not all, that do have power, obviously, are open. There are a couple places that were open in Davie that didn't have power. They were running off gas generators and cooking food that way. So even if they didn't have the lights on, they still were cooking food. But, I would assume that just about every place is going to be reopened and back to normal by tonight or tomorrow, at least.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Hopefully you're not on that. By the way, we should have everything done by Sunday afternoon. And, oh, by the way, that's when we're going to get to you, right?
Yep. People are going to have to wait. Some people are going to have to wait till Sunday afternoon to get everything.
I'm not ripping FPL, but that FPL app, did you see that?
I had it, yeah.
I know they meant well by it, but
it was less than helpful.
It gave you nothing.
No,
it was like
we're working overloaded. On it.
Yeah, we're working. Yep. Like don't bother us, but if you want to leave your information, you can. Yep. I mean, it was like they just they haven't quite got there. Like, don't do that app unless you can handle.
Yeah, I agree.
99% of people going out with electricity, knowing everybody's going to go to that
looking
app.
For answers. That's what they're doing. They're looking for any kind of answer with that, and they couldn't do much besides give you a generic answer. And it's obviously FPNL working double and triple overtimes to try to get this done.
But they got a ton of trucks. Trucks from everywhere here
from other
trying
states.
To get everybody
out. From other states also, by the way. So, by the way, we got a funny tweet, and before I read some texts, you heard Hollywood the other day talk about that new iPhone that's coming out that costs $999. So someone tweeted out, PSA, the new iPhone costs $999, and the entire Cracker Barrel menu costs $887.71. Make smart choices. What would you rather have, Joe? Everything at Cracker Barrel for one sitting or the new iPhone?
I'd rather have the food, man.
Yeah, some chicken and dumplings. Yeah, some of that's good stuff there. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Every so often, when I'm on the turnpike or going to Gainesville, I got to stop at a Cracker Barrel. That one's always packed over on 75.
I know it is.
You just want ever old-fashioned, right, gravy, like when I was a kid, gravy and the biscuits. Mm. And
you got me
every
hungry.
So often you're like, you know what? I had a rough night. I got to go over there.
Yep.
I just got to go over and, yeah.
Yep.
A little Cracker Barrel fix.
Yeah, a lot of people texting in, by the way, on the plumbers911.com text line. Can't wait to get power back, but if I don't, I'll be listening to Joe on Sunday. Trust me, got to get my dolphin fix. So there you go right there. You might be the voice for the people that don't have power, Joe. So you got big shoes to fill on Sunday.
Yeah, listen, I think everybody's jacked up about getting this thing started. I was with Chris Greer, the general manager. Can I name drop? Does that sound bad?
No, you might as well. You're out there in L.A. with everybody.
No, I flew out with him, so we were,
there you we're go. On there's the one.
Plane. No, there's one. Yeah. I don't want to do it too much.
No.
But just talking to him about everything and you know, team stuff and – and he's also going to be at the USC-Texas game. You know, he's out. They got some really good football team out here. And by the way, probably their most popular team out here as well, the USC right now. When they're good with the tradition they have, that's a pretty good bandwagon to jump on. So we were just talking a little bit about the games and getting ready for this one and what to expect. And I don't think anybody knows exactly what to expect except – at least you're not dealing with injury bug, and this guy's out, and that guy's out. Was it the Texans that have their first, second, and third string tight ends all out?
Yeah, I believe so. A couple of them got put on IR.
I think some of them were concussion.
Yeah,
like one team got hit with a concussion bug. At least we are not dealing with that, and we get our first look at Jay Cutler and see how he plays, and this group of receivers and our back, Pouncey back at center. And then can we stop the run? I mean, we got to be a lot better at the run. We're going to hit the hell out of that tomorrow. We're going to have a lot more stuff. I get a chance to spend some time with some of the guys today.
There you go.
And find out.
You can name drop again tomorrow with whoever you spent time with.
I don't want to do that because
no,
I get
okay.
called. Look at you.
I like that.
All of a sudden, you got to talk. Go ahead, tell us who you had dinner with, too. No, I'm not. But anyway, so that stuff will be huge. And we'll find out. But Zach, number one. They got to be able to stop the run because they're going to go back and look at last year. They're going to see a lot of the same names and say, okay, the starting four on that defensive line is probably going to be the same starting four as last year at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're going to try to do the exact same thing against these guys.
Wake and Ndamukong Suh and Jordan. So
they do have different linebackers, though, Joe. You got to be careful of those guys.
No. And you also got a safety can come up
yes.
and fill, and he's going to make a big difference. And so we'll see what it looks like. And then you got to cover. They're pretty healthy, a wide receiver. No, their top pick is still injured. But I can't wait, man. It's going to be a lot of fun just to
football.
Talk, get some football in here, and we'll get past all the other stuff and everything else that's going on and hopefully get back to normal. Hey, Zach, hopefully a lot of people get some good news today about getting that power back. And we can start getting back to some things. By the way, the baseball team, boy, they must have taken – well, they started going into the crapper before the storm. But, my God, man, the Marlins, after an unbelievable August with Stanton, just one of the big stories in baseball, they've lost 14 of 16 games. Is that right?
Yeah, gosh.
They've had a five-game losing streak, and a four-game losing streak. With two wins in there. Wow.
Not good, Joe. Not good at all. Like
he needs to hit
five more home runs to get back in the news. That's the difference also.
He's got to hit some. Well, one good thing is he can hit them in a bunch real quickly. So we'll see if that takes place. Hey, by the way, you got the nose coming up for a little fantasy football?
Yes. We will have the nose coming up like we will do on Thursdays. We'll bring him on. And we'll talk to him about everything going on this week, what he thought about the week one. We'll see if that we got any nosebleeds or if we got any, if we picked the nose right last week. You know, he's going to come out and say, I know he helped me. That's for sure. Week one, he told me to pick up Sam Bradford because that would
be
a good value pick. And look what happened with Sam Bradford. He also told a couple other people on Twitter about Alex Smith, that it could be a good matchup because that New England defense could be a little banged up, and look what happened. So I'm sure he had a couple bleeds also.
Wait, time out.
Yes.
Do you actually have the text where he said Alex Smith could have a big game?
I don't know if I have the text, but I could file. I'll look for the tweet, yeah. He said Alex Smith could be a good start this week.
Find that tweet, because if he has that against that secondary for New England.
Yep. He might have
That's pretty good.
I'm going to look for it and try to find it for you, yes.
The nose is legit if he's doing that. He's legit fantasy right there.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, back here on the Joe Rose Show. And yes, like we're going to be doing every week, getting a little fantasy football talk for you. And we're going to bring on Spencer Gildon, the Nose. He's at Spencer Nose on Twitter. He's our fantasy football expert here on the Joe Rose Show. Yeah, we were pumping you up before the break, Nose. And I know the Sam Bradford pick, that was definitely for me. I'm still looking for the Alex Smith stuff. I don't even know if I made that up or not. I'm not even sure if I made that up or not. But the Sam Bradford thing was for sure because I took him in my league, and he hit real hard for me. Nose, first off, good morning. Second off, thank you for the Sam Bradford hit.
Good morning to you, and it's absolutely my pleasure. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing a lot better because of Sam Bradford, that's for sure. And a lot of stuff going on after week one. It was a fun week one, and besides Bradford, how about the rookie running backs, and how about Alex Smith and guys like that? A lot of guys that we never thought might have like that big week or maybe take a couple weeks to get there. And with all that said, how about David Johnson and the loss for fantasy owners there?
The David Johnson injury is simply a bad nightmare for all their fantasy owners, Zach. It's a brutal one.
Yeah, no, David Johnson to me, number one pick or number two pick in just about all these season-long drafts. So losing a guy like that is going to hurt you, especially when he goes on IR, might miss up to 12 weeks. Maybe he'll be back after that eight-week IR when he gets pulled off. But how do you handcuff a guy like that? I know Chris Johnson was signed back, I think, to Arizona. Is he a viable option? Like, what do you do there if you're a David Johnson owner now?
Well, if you're a David Johnson owner, I guess you have to understand and come to peace with the fact that this is probably the worst fantasy injury I have ever seen, and I've been doing fantasy since the 90s. This is, as you said, the number one pick. Some people took Le'Veon Bell, and they're probably smiling ear to ear right now. But David Johnson was either the one or the two pick, and going out for basically the entire season, week one, I have to say is the worst injury I have seen for fantasy. In terms of what you do, Zone is going with a running back by committee with Kerwin Williams. And yes, you said Chris Johnson. I happen to like Chris Johnson as the pickup, but probably he won't be able to shine until a few more weeks because he's just going through the motions again. He got signed just a few days ago. Some good pickups this week were Javarius Buck Allen and Tariq Cohen of the Bears. If you're a David Johnson owner, don't quit. Don't get crazy. Hopefully you have a good few bench players that'll step up that you could fill in right now. But overall, if you're a David Johnson owner, I can't sugarcoat it. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's bad. And this is not the kind of injury, or not at least yet, where you're going to drop a guy and let him just be loose on the free agent market because someone will pick him up and stash him until later in the season with the possibility of him being back, maybe week 8, maybe by week 12 if that's the case. That's not the situation here, right? If you have him and you drafted him that early, you're just going to have to stick with him and keep that roster spot all season.
Yes, you can't drop him. Their coach is saying he'd be lucky if they got him back by Christmas. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think you could get him back by week 12 or week 13. And yeah, you can't drop him because if he comes back, he is the best fantasy running back, maybe besides Kareem Hunt, but that's a little bit of a joke. It's a little early on him. But if you have Kareem Hunt, man, you were talking about rookie running backs. That's an exciting one.
Yeah, no, there's a couple exciting rookie running backs out there. It's fun. It's fun to see them also because it just expands the list of running backs. Because normally, and we said, and I brought you, when we brought you on last week and talked about it, fantasy football has drastically changed over the last couple years where you had to go running back, draft them if you're in a season-long league very early because you had to get those guys. And if you don't get the top dogs real early now, you might be able to wait a little bit. But fantasy has changed a lot, especially since me and you started, going to you for advice years and years ago with all that stuff. It has changed a lot. All right, what I want to do now is each week I want to just kind of pick the nose a little bit, and you give me a couple guys each week. Maybe it's for daily. Maybe it was for the weekly leagues if you have, when you're on FanDuel like I am. where are a couple guys from each position that we could focus on this week that might be good value and have good matchups if you're in a daily league?
All right, I'll spit some out for you, all right? Tonight, if you want some of this action, many of you guys down here don't have power. I just got mine back yesterday, and it's completely saving my life right now that I get to watch. So if you want your fix tonight, I think Andy Dalton, the ginger, will come back and have a big game. He looked pretty bad last week, but against Houston, who doesn't have a great defense right now, or at least a secondary, I recommend Andy Dalton if you want to get some action tonight. Also, Lamar Miller is a great play. Last week, the Bengals gave up 151 yards on the ground to Terrence West and Javaris Allen. Those are not fantastic running backs. Lamar Miller is not one of my favorite guys, but I do believe he'll have over 100 yards. So that's for tonight's game. But overall for the week, the QBs, let's go over them. I think, you know, Brady's going to have just go nuts against the Saints coming off a loss. That's my big game where I think they're going to be 60 points on the board. I think that Carson Palmer is a great buy this week. He should have a bounce back week against a miserable Colts defense. And Jameis Winston, who didn't get to play last week against the Bears, he's going to be chomping at the bit to get it going and has a great week one matchup.
And what about, let's go to the running back position. Let's just go in order and let's see what else. I like the quarterback pick so far, but running back wise, outside of the obvious, that would have been David Johnson this week. Who else do you think is going to have a big week?
Right. So in your FanDuel, if you want to spend some big bucks on the running back position, I'm actually going to give you some advice that you're going to say initially, I don't see it, but Ezekiel Elliott is going to be a great play this week. He's going against Denver, which everybody sees Denver and says, oh, that's the number one best defense. Well, they're good, don't get me wrong, but they're not what they used to be. I think he's going to have a great, great game, and I would recommend him over Le'Veon Bell if you're going to spend your money there. Ty Montgomery this week against Atlanta. That's another game that I believe is going to have lots of scoring. It's a night game. It's going to be a big, big week for Ty Montgomery, and he's only going for about $5,800 on FanDuel. So take a look at him. And then Mr. Skittles himself, Marshawn Lynch, he's going to run all over the Jets defense. Man, he looked really good last week. I didn't know how he was going to look, but last week he looked strong. And I do expect him to find the end zone this week.
Yeah, I was surprised by Marshawn, you know, coming back from taking a season off and just kind of being out of everything. I didn't know what to expect from him. And he did look good last week. And I think he will get better as the season progresses. And for that Raiders offense, that's got to help out. If you're a David Carr owner, if you're thinking about getting him each week, or Amari Cooper or Crabtree, knowing that they have a very good or at least a good to very good running game for that offense, because that offense looked very dynamic last year with Murray there. So I can only imagine if Lynch, you know, really picks up during the season, they could be kind of go-tos each week, regardless, I think, of matchup-wise. Let's go to wide receiver. Who are some of the picks this week wide receiver-wise that you like?
Okay, the number one guy that I like that's a bit obvious is Brandon Cooks this week. Brandon Cooks is going back to New Orleans, and he's going to obviously just have a great game. This is the New Orleans Saints defense is just awful, and they have been for years, and it's just quite obvious and easy to say that Brandon Cooks against his old team with Brady coming off of a loss, this just seems like a home run. I have him having a very, very big game.
I'm going to give you a little Twitter love real quick. He's on Twitter at Spencer Knows, by the way. If you have any questions for him, keep going with your wide receiver stuff.
Got a few more for you. I got your Miami Dolphins, Devontae Parker, is going to start his dominance in LA, and Joe will be there to witness it live. This kid's electric, and I see Cutler targeting him much like he did Alshon Jeffrey in Chicago. He loves to go to the athletic, tall receiver that could go get the ball. Your boy, Devontae Parker, is going to start it up this week. And I know, you know, he came off a great game, but Stephon Diggs for Minnesota again. So that's good for news for you to start Bradford in your two quarterback league.
Oh, yeah.
Because Stephon Diggs is going to have another big game over there.
That's nice to hear as well. I like Minnesota's offense right now. What's going to happen if Bradford keeps this up? What's going to happen with Teddy Bridgewater? Teddy Bridgewater is just going to be sitting there even when he gets back, whether it's in 2 months or at the end of the season, whatever the case may be. Bradford earning that job there and keeping that job, not just playing there, but playing well. So it's fun watching him play out there. What about tight ends? Do you have any tight end picks this week?
Well, I want to go back to one thing. Let's not get too excited about Sam Bradford.
Okay.
He played against the Saints. and he's got a decent matchup in Pittsburgh, where Joe Hayden's not playing so well, and that's why I love Stephon Diggs. But we're not going to get blow up.
Not go crazy over him. Okay, I'm going crazy over him, but I shouldn't. I got you.
Okay, I didn't want to get too excited about it. I actually like, in terms of tight end, I like Cameron Brate for the Buccaneers against the Bears. He's a nice low-end buy, and I think Jameis has a very good comfort with him. O.J. Howard will end up getting a lot of targets there, but for week one, that's my tight end play. And Zach, I have actually, we're gonna feature a nose pick of the week.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Let's do it.
Well, I'm gonna try to get you. This is a type of player that is not an obvious player to start, but a good DFS buy. And if you have a player that is a flex option, I'm gonna try to give you guys a not so obvious play. So my nose week, my nose pick of the week is Chris Hogan, the holster himself. He's a big boom-bust play this week, but just like I had said, the Pats have a beautiful matchup. And with Danny Amendola out, I just think that Brady's going to go over 300 yards, and Cooks and Hogan should get theirs. I'm expecting Chris Hogan to have over 100 yards, a long touchdown, and let's find out if that's going to be a nose pick of the week or a nosebleed.
Yeah, let's hope it's not a nosebleed. I'm going to have to pick him up in my FanDuel account. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. At Spencer Nose, a big fantasy guy, my fantasy expert for years. Helped me out, win a bunch of leagues. Lots of guys on Twitter also tweeting in about the fact that the guru Nose is on Joe Rose Show. We'll bring you on every week here on Thursdays, normally in that 9:20 slot, but since we had King Steve Shapiro on today, we bumped you back a little bit, but we'll keep you on. You could tweet to him, and you could also hashtag Nose on Twitter, and we'll get some questions going next week for people out there that need a little fix, that need to get a little fantasy fix from the Nose. Spencer, have a great day. I'm glad your power is back on, and hopefully we'll both be watching some football tonight, and I won't be calling you for updates.
No problem. Hey, if you need a place to stay and watch the game, I'm here.
I like when the Nose is open like that. Good stuff there. Spencer, we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Have a great one, guys.
All right, at Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. We'll get your fantasy football fix here every week here. Joe's connection in L.A. got a little messed up, so we just let him go instead of getting frustrated, because he would ask Nose about kickers and stuff like that, so we let him kind of get off that way. Like I said, we'll do fantasy football talk here every week here on the Joe Rose Show. We'll bring on Spencer. Spencer's great. If you need to tweet him, at Spencer Knows on Twitter as well. Joe Rose will be back with us tomorrow here on the show from L.A., which is surprising. Consensus in the back, Hollywood in the back. Joe Rose signing on air this morning at 2 a.m. Your percentage of that happening was what, Hollywood? What did you think that would end up being?
I actually thought today it'd be 100%.
Really?
Tomorrow is interesting.
Tomorrow's the interesting one. Now, I think Marino's up there, and I think Garfinkel's up there. So there's going to be like a dinner. That there's going to be some wine flowing tonight, I'm sure. Do you think tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. we'll be hearing from Joe Rose, or will it be a little later than 6 a.m.?
No, he'll be there tomorrow.
He will be. Okay.
Joe's a gamer. He shows up.
Joe Rose will be back with us tomorrow here on the show. Dolphins kick off their season Sunday in L.A. on WQAM. Whittingham and Crowder host Countdown to Kickoff at noon. Jimmy, Joe, Bob, and Bo call the game against the Chargers at 4:05 on QAM and KISS 99.9. Big O coming up next. He'll also have the fifth quarter show with Troy Stratford after your game, taking your calls. Don't forget, you could also listen to the game on the TuneIn Premium app. Thanks to Steve Shapiro, Brian Billick, and the Nose, Spencer Gildan, today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe Rose will be in L.A., and he'll be on at 2 a.m. live. That'll be interesting. Speak to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.